Hello everyone, welcome to our podcast. Today we are going to talk about anxiety and the students' oral presentations. It's a very interesting and current situation nowadays. Let's talk about today high school students. For example, if they are asked to perform a task in which they have to use their body language, vocabulary, structures, and all the knowledge that they had acquired through their learning process in a specific content. However, most of the time students feel nervous or get stressed due to the oral task, which provokes and then anxiety. How teachers help the students to live with it and overcome that sensation? Today we are going to have a really special speaker to help us to understand what happened in his class. For that reason, our guest today is an excellent teacher, who is my friend. His name is Angelo Torres Olano. Based on his teaching experience, I'm going to ask him some tips and how he helps students to face this common situation. Hi Angelo, pleasure to have you here with us. Let's talk about anxiety in students. What do you do with your students when they face this? First question, how do you do as teacher support your students to overcome this feeling in their oral performance?
Thank you so much for having me. Well, basically I have 6 different strategies or tips that I usually tell my students, and some of them have been scientifically proven to work. The first one is breathing. It's really important. When you have a presentation, you just have to make sure that you breathe correctly. You take a deep breath in order to relax, to calm down. The other one is to walk before the presentation. If you have the chance, maybe you can go and take a walk around the classroom or around the school or the high school. It depends on the place that you are, but it helps to calm your heart down, to make you feel relaxed before the presentations. The number 3 is the automate language, which is basically practice. The more you repeat something, the more likely you are to remember what you practiced before. So you have to keep on practicing. The number 4 is something I would say common sense, and is that I tell my students that they don't have to be perfect, because not even native speakers are perfect. They make a lot of mistakes with pronunciation, conjugation of the verbs, and you know, it's not a matter of being perfect, but to be able to communicate a message. Number 5, usually use a template or an outline for the presentation so they have some organization for their ideas. And the last one is using a mantra. A mantra basically is to have a positive phrase that you repeat over and over again before the presentations. For example, I can do it, I am a great English speaker, and so on.
Excellent, I understand. What about this? How are the reactions of your students when you provide feedback?
The reactions are generally positive. Some of my students have tried those steps or techniques, and they have told me that they had gotten good results just before the presentations, especially with the ones of mantras and remembering that you don't have to be perfect. You're learning, everyone makes mistakes. So I think generally the reactions are positive. And at some point, because of those steps, they become more self-confident and they keep on trying, which is the idea, you know, like making mistakes, learning from those mistakes, and that's it.
Thank you so much, Angelo. What about this one, the last one? Which are your final recommendations?
In addition to what I've mentioned before, I think the last recommendation would be to make students feel comfortable when they are presenting. And always remember that at some point we teachers were students and we made a lot of mistakes and we made silly mistakes from which we learned. So I think that's it. Thank you so much for having me in your program. I really appreciate this opportunity. Bye.
Excellent. Thank you so much for all your comments and recommendations, Angelo. My pleasure to have you here with us, and I hope that you come back someday and continue talking about something. Thank you so much, Angelo.